How about this one? I freaking love this intro. This is such an old school.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Chess Only Park Podcast with your hosts, Casey and Sean, where we are your weekly home for culinary news, insights, tech musings, and everything in between. Well, you can catch all past streams and everything else online. Please comment, like, and subscribe and all that. But anyway, Sean, go for it. What were you going to say? I cut you off really quickly there. My bad. I got so excited.
Oh, nah, man. It's, I know. You're excited. I was just going to tell everyone to, you know, make sure they check us out on YouTube. But you got to it before I could. So, hey, man, I guess it can't hurt to say it again.
Really quickly, before we start, I just want to say we had a busy yesterday. We had a busy yesterday. it was so busy that I forgot about yesterday. But so St. Patty's Day yesterday. Mm-hmm. Usually you would do the whole bar crawl and stuff. But at the restaurant, we had a little event. So we had a St. Patrick's weekend kind of. What's that word? Was that mixer. Okay. So there was a mix. Quite a bit of people. But, you know, obviously we can't have too much because of COVID. But, you know, everybody had a mask on. The outside was open for the people. And we had people on the outside too. So we were kind of working inflow and outflow. But Sean, I just wanted to say during yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I failed to take a picture of it. But one of my knives, if you can remember, I want to say several months ago, one of my other knives, right? In any case, I was using it. I was cutting lamb. Homie, when I tell you, when I went like this and it gave out,
whoa,
the damn thing gave out. It snapped right on the handle, just wearing right back. It's either I was really excited. I put a lot of force into it, or two, is just a piece of shit knife and it just broke on me.
You don't have to sacrifice yourself to St. Patrick.
Yeah, so the knife broke. In any case, I was disheartened, let's just say that. Mm-hmm. So I brought out my Chinese cleaver instead. I was like, really? On a lamb? This is like barely anything to begin with, but it just broke. So Nikki goes, one of our other chefs, he goes, Casey broke his knife. That's so sad. And then the general manager goes, it's okay, just credit me the amount. I was like, am I hearing that right? He's like, yeah, just send it to me. I was like, are you sure? Are you positive? He goes, yeah. So Sean, your homie got a new knife.
Nice.
In my possession. I just wanted to bust it out.
Nice.
But this is a higher quality one.
That one is really nice.
I made him pay for a premium one. So this is a Deba knife. I don't know if you know any of the Japanese knives, but this is mostly for fish. Look how, you see how thick?
Yeah, it's
you
like
see how thick that is?
Super thick.
It's like a cleaver, pretty much.
Yeah.
Single bevel, just the one side. It excels in fish cutting and chicken cutting, or, you know, fairly medium-sized bones. So it will go through the lamb. It will go through the chicken. It cannot cut like if we had like beef or something like that. That's not going to go through it. But anything other below from there, it should excel. And I'm super excited. This is also like $80 more expensive than the other. But they don't need to know that. You know, I'm just saying. Man. So that's it. I was super excited about that. It came in today. I was like, ooh, that came out quick. That was nice.
That's super nice, man. You gotta have the tools, right? You gotta have the tools.
How long did you
have that other knife before it finally gave way?
7 months.
Oh, 7 months? I thought you were gonna say like 7 years.
Yeah. No. Seven. But like, it was. See, this is why you want to pay for something a little more premium, because if you not really try to skip on the amount of money that you want to spend, but that knife was $60 and it felt a little light, you know?
Okay.
So I don't know. You want to pay for your quality. So this is definitely quality.
Especially the tools you're going to be working with.
Yeah. But it's but on a lamb, Sean. Not even like a. It's not even a like a cool story where, oh, I went outside to go catch a pig, and you know I butchered it, and then you know it's trying to get away from me. It's nothing cool like that. It's just it no, broke. It was already dead. You know, but yeah, that's all I got.
Well, man, so if that's all you got, I got a quick question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
You have to think. You have to think back. What is something that you totally got caught up in, as far as peer pressure, as like a teenager or young adult, that like in hindsight you realize like that either was the wave or was not the wave?
Wow, we go on a deep end.
Yeah,
we go on deep end, Sean. We're going, yeah. We're going for it. One more time, really quickly, summarize it for me. What is one event? All
right, just something. It doesn't have to be an event. It could be, I don't know, something you bought, something you tried.
Oh, that I was peer pressured into.
Yeah. Ish. Peer pressure. Ish.
Skinny jeans? Okay. I only say that. Sean, do you remember? Okay. We grew up in the city together, right? So remember JNCO jeans? It was baggy. Everything was baggy at one point, right?
Because
that was our thing. Because, you know, we're 90s babies. Sort of. We're a little earlier than that. At one point, I still remember when the whole phase came through where the punk rocker kids would wear the women's jeans. Mm-hmm. And it looked cool as hell. And I got dared into wearing it. I loved it. But I was peer pressured into buying one. This was like a long time. I was like maybe what? 16, 17 okay. maybe. And they didn't make men's skinny jeans back then. So I had to buy. Yeah.
Skinny jeans is I think men's women's fashion is like the last.
Yeah, women's like five, triple X. Years? I don't know how they're. Yeah, 5-6 years maybe. Maybe even longer. I don't know. But I was let's just say I was pressured into it, but I loved it. So it's not like a thing. So that was my peer pressure moment. Another one. Oh, I have another quick one. Okay. I was the first time. Can we even say this? The first time I smoked dope.
Okay. All right. So wait. I'm gonna give you an out here. You need to define dope because it can mean a whole lot of different things. So
marijuana.
Okay,
marijuana.
All
the
right,
first time
okay.
I rolled.
I'm not gonna judge you. I just just want to make sure
they were passing the right around a little blunt.
Okay.
I was like, what is this? They're like, it's okay, it'll make you feel good. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm smoking something into my body. Sure. Tried it. Didn't do anything. Like, I didn't feel it. After like 20 minutes, maybe a little something, but I didn't understand what the craze was. I understand now, though, because my bandmates smoke, and just via being around them, you get intoxicated anyway.
Yeah, you get a little contact buzz. You know, right?
Those are my two, Sean. How about you? What is your peer pressure, really quickly?
Jeans. All right, I'm gonna go the exact opposite and definitely say JNCO jeans. So, I definitely rocked the big wide leg JNCO jeans, and this was also around the same time that I was learning how to skateboard, and the two should not ever mix. I remember one time in particular where like I was on my way to work and I was running late, and I like hopped off the subway, got on my skateboard. It was starting to rain, like a mild drizzle, and I had like 4 or 5 blocks to go to get to like my job, and I'm like, all right, I can make it. And it started to like downpour, and instead of just hopping off my skateboard and carrying it in my hands and just accepting that I was going to be a little wet, I decided to continue to pump harder to get to work quicker. And my wet JNCO jeans slipped underneath my trucks. And I totally like fell in the most comedic way possible. Like the board went flying out in front of me. I like completely fell right on my back, and of course like the most gorgeous woman like I had seen like that day, like is walking by,
of course.
And she just shook her head in the most disapproving way possible. I sat there like, you know, like stars just circling my head, and walk into work with like a dirty, like New York City, like cement stain, wow. like, you know, like just imprint on my back. Everyone's like, what happened? And yeah,
I mean, Jinko, I think we've all been there. Jinko jeans were life. What was it? Jinko jeans with the windbreaker and North Face like backpack.
Of course. Yep. Yeah. Like same thing. Yeah. Definitely had the purple and black North Face backpack with my Jinko jeans.
Oh yeah, the purple and black one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We couldn't find it. I wanted to get the yellow and black one because it was like special edition for some reason, whatever. I thought it was really cool. But I was only able to get a black one. But nonetheless, I got one. And the coolest thing, I think I still have it. Do you remember the half strap one? The one that goes this way instead of just the backpack? I still have it somewhere.
Still have it?
Somewhere. Somewhere in here. It's been like 20 years. I have it somewhere. I'm going to bust that out for next time. Watch. I'll be like, look, Sean. I still have it. Okay. Are we ready for Tech Tuesday?
Yeah, we can do a little Tech Tuesday.
All right, let's do a little Tech Tuesday. So we get ready for the little prompt here. What is today? Just a
Sean's Tech Tuesday.
Sean's Tech Tuesday.
Yes.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday.
March.
Never
18th.
On a Tuesday at this point. Always on a
Never
Thursday.
On a Tuesday. who puts this on a Tuesday at some point?
Yeah,
well, I mean, we did a couple of times. But anyway.
A couple times. So for this Tech Tuesday, or rather this week's Tech Tuesday, we're going to talk about the semiconductor shortage that is affecting a whole bunch of different products all around the world. I don't know if you've been looking for like particular electronics. Some things are like incredibly hard to come by. Video game consoles, computer hardware, it's affecting the availability of some cars. because with COVID-19, affecting the
production,
what's the best way to say it? Yeah, like affecting production lines all around the world. That's the best way to say it. It's caused a complete seizure of semiconductor fabrication. So the issue is that production lines had to be closed, obviously, in different parts of Asia where a lot of these chips are manufactured. And, while those countries were, endeavoring to get COVID, under control, almost the entire world needed to shift to, at least the developed world to work from home. So it caused a significant demand for all of these different products. I mean, people needed to, have computers that were capable of doing web streaming. All of a sudden, now people aren't outside entertaining themselves, so they're snapping up new video game consoles. And this is also happening right around, kind of at the same time that there was going to be a general generational shift for all of these different platforms. So you have like your PlayStation 5 and your Xbox Series X rolling out, you've got new phones rolling out at the same time, new graphics hardware for PCs rolling out, and this is all at the same time in which, all of these companies, had to shut down their production lines. And as things got back online, what was starting to happen is these companies were doing like tiered production. So let's say you're Sony and you have an order for a million particular chips. You know, okay. You might have, you know, made your plans and had them, you know, set up to be produced from, let's say, April to November of a given year, of last year. And, you know, the companies that can produce them, they go, all right, like we can fulfill that order, you know, with X amount of yield. Like, we're going to make 1,250,000 of them and know that X amount are going to fail, but we'll be able to deliver those to you. And obviously with their production lines shut down, you know, that's going to slow down when those orders can be fulfilled. As well as because, you know, a lot of different products use semiconductor chips. Like I said, the computing systems in things like cars, which, you know, most people are not innately aware of. Some of those things have higher priority when it comes to being produced. So, you know, in addition to the supply chains being impacted, you know, the manufacturers, you know, are going to go like, well, look, hey, Sony, like, yeah, we said we could fulfill this order for you, but actually we need to fulfill our order to Samsung first, or to Toyota first, or to Volkswagen first. And yeah, I mean, it's caused significant issues for some of the more sought after products, you know, all around the world. I mean, I know for sure, you know, when it comes to some products, say, I always just usually talk video games as, you know, the main example, but like, you know, it's almost impossible to purchase like a PlayStation or an Xbox. Like, they just do not exist in traditional retail stores. You know, when these products get allocated, they're almost immediately snapped up by savvy online buyers or through, you know, bot networks that are looking to kind of claim these products and, you know, resell them on like the gray market. And then there's other issues as far as like just getting the completed products, you know, to retail channels all around the world. So, you know, because of COVID-19, the airlines were flying less planes, and, you know, now there's less available cargo space for products to move around the world. So, you know, those channels now have to be fulfilled by, you know, by boat, and then that produces even longer waits for stuff to get around the world. So, you know, it's really interesting to see how the spread of COVID vaccines is going to alleviate the burden on the manufacturing sector to kind of be able to satisfy the demand for some of these products. But some of the largest semiconductor producers like AMD, you know, they've been telling their stockholders, you know, not to expect to have their demand caught up before, you know, the end of the year. Because of all of these factors, man.
No, I did just want to ask you real quick. When we say semiconductors, now I just, you know, sometimes you can get a little confused. But what exactly, where does that allocate to, let's say, our phones or to our game console? Is that the actual chip?
Those are the integrated chips that power your phones. Those are, you know, the boards inside your webcams. Those are the chips inside your PCs. Those are the chips inside the computing elements of your for your cars that are managing all sorts of systems. And you know these are specialized designs, and you know manufacturing these things has become like a precise science. So it's not a case of just saying you want to produce more. I mean, these things are planned out, you know, years in advance, you know, to be produced with X amount of yield.
I understand.
It's not even, you know, it's not like, we'll just say Sony, right? Sony can't just say, well, we'll just build another factory to make these things. You know, it just doesn't work like that. Like, the factories take years to get put in place and to have, staffing to move. So, you know, that's what's caused the significant challenge for people to be able to get all sorts of different products.
Okay. Because I was like a little confused. Like semiconductor, it can be literally anything.
Anything. Yeah. And again, like, you know, it the demand for products is going to, you know, wax and wane. But, you know, for a lot of like entertainment devices in particular, and especially when, you know, when you're talking video games, like the launch of a new console, you know, that's typically mm-hmm. when people are most interested in trying to, you know, acquire one, and they just literally don't. I mean, they're being produced, but not at a rate to satisfy the demand.
So would that mean then that the price would increase because this the set of demand is higher? Maybe. Or would it still remain the same? Because is it contractually?
Typically through like through traditional retail channels, the answer is no. If you can find these things for MSRP, then you could buy it for that, but it's just increased the demand and the price on like secondary and gray markets for these goods.
Okay, I understand then. Wow. Well then, we're running short.
Yeah. I mean this afternoon, like I saw a tweet from one of the people I followed are like, yeah, Xboxes are available. And I don't want one, but I was curious. I was like, how easy would it be to get one? I saw the tweet come in. Like, I clicked the cart, immediately sold out. Like, immediately. Oh, wow. Immediately. Like,
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even impressed that I don't have PS5 yet, because one, I got to pay bills first. Two,
sure.
Still got a PS4. Three, if I really wanted to experience a game, like that's why I think streaming is so important. For the past like 10 years now, I can literally just watch somebody.
Oh, for sure.
I get the same experience from obviously. I mean, you know, I don't get the same joy from playing the game, but at least for the time being, until I can experience it myself, I can see somebody else their experience and kind of live vicariously through it. But yeah, nothing too crazy, man.
Yeah. That's Tech Tuesday for this week. Again, it'll be really interesting to see when the supply will meet the demand. And also, you know, kind of interesting to see how these tech producers will be able to kind of mitigate these issues in the future. I mean, obviously no one is planning for the next global pandemic, but...
Well, at least stateside, right? Was it by May 15th here? When I say stateside, United States, all adults, you know, 18 and over, are eligible to get the vaccine through whoever provides it, you know, within their area, whatever. They're eligible to get it instead of, and like I get the I understood why we rolled out the first, you know, if you're 65 and up first, and there's kind of eligibility patterns. Get those situated first and then have everybody else. But I think, and don't, you know, if you can remember, was it 2 months ago that I mentioned this specifically in New York City? Why didn't they just go block by block by their last name, literally appoint everybody with those criteria, make them go? I think it would have been such a less of a hassle and not so much more of a headache. But hey, what do I know? I learned that from Chick-fil-A, Sean, FYI. Those line getters there are amazing. But anyway, let's go and get some memes, Sean, if you will, if you don't mind. Let's get to this. I only got a couple today.
Okay.
Sean, this is to the late great Anthony Bourdain. Skills can be taught. Character you ever have or you don't have. Let's just expand on this a little bit. If you can remember one of our old... I don't think you were there, though. No, you were still there. Do you remember one of our old pantry cooks, Leish, the little girl? She worked across the street from us. She didn't really know how to cook, sort of, but she had the skills and the drive to want to be better. So we hired her anyway. Do you remember?
I think maybe. So. I think so. Does she have glasses?
Glasses. Yeah.
Okay.
Glasses,
yeah, curly hair. I feel like she started as I was leaving or left
I think
as
so.
I was coming back. It was one of the two. But I feel like I kind of caught her in passing.
Mm-hmm. When I interviewed her for the position, she was like, look, I don't know. I really don't know how to cook so much. Oh, I mean, that a little too big. I don't need to know how to cook so much. However, if you can teach me how to do it, I can pretty much do it also. And that just tickled such a good place in my heart, because I'm the same way. Like, even though I have so many years in the same industry, like, as long as you show it to me, I will give you the passion and the drive for it, so we can excel. That's exactly basically what she told me, and I was just like, yes, we got a good one. So obviously we hired her. She was great. She was one of our pantry cooks for a while, and then she transferred out. But into the next meme, Sean, one more here. This is Marco Pierre White. So I'll read it to you if you can't really read it as much. As I've always said, cooking is a philosophy. It's not a recipe. Unless it's pastry, then it's chemistry. So therefore, it's not just teaching them how to cook. It's sharing your philosophy and your vision with them. It's as simple as that. A good chef is a Pied Piper. They follow him. Sean, we preach this quite a bit. Yeah, It's not about the good cooking or the attitude and stuff. It's all about the vision around what we're gonna do,
sure,
for whatever it is, the event, yeah, the special, yeah, occasion, how to execute. This is how we all should roll. Our kitchens, like, if you work in a restaurant, I'm looking at you straightly. If you work in a restaurant, follow chef, even though he tells you to do things that you don't want to, just follow him anyway. And put it back. Follow him anyway, because he has a whole vision for it. Yeah. It's not just, or maybe they are selfish. I don't know.
I mean, but I agree. Like, you know, success in that space, or in a lot of different spaces, it's about executing, right? But it's also about culture and accountability, right? Like, if you can have a measure of success by just executing, but I think you can repeat that success with the other two. You have a good culture, and you keep everyone accountable to that culture.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like music to my ears. If we can all just be in the same set of mind space as we're kind of working together, it becomes such a beautiful environment to just kind of work, because everybody's doing their thing, everybody's just gelling, everybody's having a good time, even though we're getting smacked. We're still pumping. We're having a good time, and that's how you know the culture is there. Like, we're literally in the thick of it, and we're still pumping out left in and left right. But let's get into some food news, Sean. I got a couple of really interesting things for you. Yeah. With the hike of COVID and the hike of how do you explain it? You don't want to necessarily eat too many animals. Does that make sense? Because okay, I shared this with you. I'll show you a video in a second. Not necessarily cows, but you know, dairy is not necessarily good for you. And you want to diversify the amount of like proteins and different forms of it and vegetables, that plant-based has just increased 200-fold. So check this out, Sean. Plant-based filet mignon is now a reality. Without having to say anything, how do you feel about this?
It seems like an inevitability. I mean, at the point in which the BK Lounge was serving up Impossible Whoppers, I mean, it just seems that you would take it up market and get that plant-based filet mignon.
Now, I think we've spoken about it before. Have you had the Beyond Meat stuff? Like, have you had, like, good, I don't want to say good quality, but better than average, not like from like Burger King or anything.
No,
like
maybe I haven't. Something. To be honest, no, I haven't. I'd be curious to try it, but no, I haven't.
So we carry the Beyond Meat burgers at our restaurant. So it's soy based, pea based, and pretty much rice and wheat proteins that are all kind of intertwined. Whoever engineered it is a freaking genius. And it almost kind of bleeds too. Like it gives that you the illusion.
Creepy. Like it's creepy.
It is creepy. So you can give them like medium or mid rare. Like it will still come out the same. Obviously, we want to tell them, you know, past medium would be your ideal temperature because it's not meat. Mm-hmm. So it's not gonna have the same mouthfeel as like an actual mid rare steak. Sure. Or an actual mid-rare burger. But if you can get a little closer, like medium mid-well, you can't even tell.
Dewy grass.
It tastes like dewy grass. No, it actually does not. Yo, it actually is a nice, it's a nice tasting dish. And I've fallen for it. I dig it. I eat it quite efficiently at the restaurant now. Because one,
can't be mad at the options.
No, you can't be mad at that. I just say, Sean, if you remember, you know, if we have leftovers from the restaurant, you know how we usually family meal it?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about the Beyond stuff.
Restaurant. Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm like, I mean, it's not necessarily going to go bad, but I'm going to eat it because why not? You know, thou shall not waste food, as the good Lord said. Moving on, Sean, and here we go. I just want to, I want to play with this for you. Look, I'm telling you, the halal guys just launched their own plant-based gyros. Homie, check this out. So I don't want to blast your ears here, but let's play it from the beginning and see if we can...
Guys, checking out yet another awesome addition to their menu, but this time it's all plant-based. The meat that you see cooking on the spit is completely plant-powered and full of so much protein. This meatless gyro is made with so many healthy ingredients like mushrooms, pea protein, beets, brown rice.
Oh, it looks exactly like the gyro.
It looks pretty legit. If you didn't tell me, I would have assumed that was just a
like we are definitely getting to that territory.
Yeah.
Where everything's gonna be plant based, and I'm all for it. How do you feel about? Because I know you still. At some point, I'm gonna feed you these. I'm just gonna ship it to you
again.
And be like, here you go.
I'm for trying it out. I mean, again, if that was presented to me as authentic meat, I would assume that it was. Like, I mean,
why you gotta say it like that? What do you mean, authentic meat, Sean? Yeah, it's meat. It's just plant based. Look, it's even red. Look.
Yeah.
Video unavailable.
Look, man. I'm willing to try it. I'm willing to try it. I'm not exactly about to call it meat just yet, but I'm gonna go along for the ride.
Okay, you know what? That's fair. That's definitely fair. One more video for you, Sean, and I don't know if you've seen yet, but I've mentioned to you I do the TikTok thing, right?
Boy,
I'm fairly addicted to it. So I mentioned to you about the meal I made last week. Mm-hmm. So really quickly, really succinctly, I like that's my new word for this week, Sean. Succinct. I don't know why I've been using it, but I'll use it. Sean, this is my video. Really quickly. So this is for everybody else. If you're in the live, awesome. If you're not, you're just gonna hear the little sound bites. But this is, I don't know if you've seen it, Sean, but if you haven't, here it is. So real quick, I'll play this for you.
Macaroni with the chicken strips.
What is that voice? Macaroni with the chicken strips.
Yes, I know. just take that in, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, you sent me the picture of the finished product, and it looked dynamic.
Yeah, well, Kaylin goes, I want chicken strips. And I'm like, oh my God, we should do macaroni because, you know, the sound. But she's like, what do you want? I was like, you know, remember the TikTok macaroni with the chicken strips?
Wow.
I'm going to die early. Oh my God.
Yeah, man, look. And if you do, you die doing what you love.
Yo, but it tastes so good, though. But the only thing, it hurts... At the other end, yo, my stomach.
It just seems like you don't pay for it.
Yo, I paid so bad for it, Sean. So we use, it's not necessarily we use cream, but yo, it was Yeah, I don't want to get too great. Let's just say the homie had to use the restroom several times. The next day, it just did not sit well. it just did not. It was a lot of dairy for consuming, and I'm just not all about it. But yeah, nothing too crazy though, Sean. As we go into the final moments here, what are some of the things? So moving ahead, yo, did we even do anything for Easter? We didn't do anything for Easter.
No.
That you can remember, right?
Nah, not really. I mean,
like we didn't really do peeps. Oh my god, the peeps!
I remember, we had peeps. We had like Passover crackers. But no,
they did make us buy those.
Yeah, we used to have them as an option for people when they came in, but no, we didn't make a Easter specific meal.
Huh.
But I just feel like,
I can remember.
Yeah, like I don't know. It's not that the clientele wouldn't have been looking for it, but I don't.
Did we even purchase like bunny stuff? Or like Easter? We didn't not. We did not. No, I really do not remember.
They didn't decorate in that capacity.
No. Yeah, I don't even remember budgeting anything for Easter.
Just those crackers coming. And you're like, oh yeah, it's this Passover. It's this Easter. All right. And then, you know,
I do remember the peeps. And
then we're just family mealing the rest of the crackers.
What did we do with the peeps? Do you remember? I'm really invested trying to remember what we did with the peeps.
I don't know.
I remember I ordered a case of it.
Right. But I don't remember doing anything with them either.
I don't remember. Well, in any case, nothing's crazy. Sean, you want to take us out?
Yeah. So here's my word of the week for everyone. We definitely stand with our Asian brothers and sisters out there. Like,
It
is blowing my mind how racism finds all sorts of new ways to dust itself off and try again, man.
Yeah, yo, it's like annoying.
It's ridiculous what is going on these streets. And obviously change needs to happen. And obviously, you know, we're gonna endeavor and, you know, work hard on affecting that change. But really, like, if you are walking around with like hate in your heart, man, keep it under your hat, man. Like, I just don't know what continues to empower and inspire people to perpetrate harm on other innocent people. It just blows my mind, and I'm trying my best to, you know, keep level, because obviously, you know, like, we literally just watched the world march in mass and protest against injustice, you know, perpetrated on black and brown people in the United States. These issues are not singular, man. Like, it's like we have an opportunity every day to do things the right way. Like, it blows my mind, man. Like, I know I am stuttering here, but like, it's like,
no, take it in, bro.
Yeah, man, it's like, it's really affected me, man. It's just terrible to see these things happen again and again, and to watch, you know, a silent majority kind of just shrug and accept things as they are. It's like, we don't have to accept this. This does not have to be the status quo. Like, you literally can be the change. No one wants this. Perpetrating this harm against people is not going to make you a hero. Like, it's not. You got issues? Look, there's all sorts of places and people to talk these things out with. People are willing to help for as much or as little money as you happen to have. Man, the help is out there. Like, more now than ever. Like, it's just crazy, man. 3,800 different attacks on Asian Americans since last year alone. You know, there's a lot of different reasons as to why, like, this animosity's been stoked. You know, we have different leadership now, and maybe that will change some sentiment. But nonetheless, man, this is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
I when I think that press conference was either yesterday or today, right? When the police kind of gave their statement.
Yeah, man.
I believe it was yesterday.
Yeah,
it was yesterday. And I was shaking in my shoes. I'm like, are you serious, dude?
You can't excuse racism. Like, you can't, and especially when it comes from, you know, the functions of government that are supposed to kind of, you know, protect people from, you know, harm to their person or, you know, damage of their property. You can't just excuse away, like, murder is a bad day. Like, we all have bad days.
But you don't murder people.
That, like, yeah, it's just like, you know, there's lots of stuff that doesn't go your way in any given day. It doesn't turn you into a mass murder. Like, what are we doing? And this is this kind of things that it say. It's just like, you don't have to explain it away. You can look at it for what it is. You know, you can hold people accountable, you know, and it's just like what we were talking about before about, you know, running a good restaurant. It's the same for a society, man. It's like, you got to shape the culture and have accountability.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, like, you can't empower people to feel like they have the right and the capacity to just continue to perpetrate harm against people for any reason, and especially not because of their race or their gender or occupation. It's like, yo, man, this week 8 lives were lost needlessly,
unnecessary,
but a bad day.
A bad day.
It's just, that's the excuses.
That's what kept revolving in my head. It was just like, it's a bad day. It's like, that's not,
really,
that's
you, not don't, a bad you don't day. Say.
Not a bad day, homie. That
right, man.
Doesn't give you the right to kill.
Some people have a bad day. Could be your last day. And that ain't right.
Why can't we just, like, get along, Sean? I mentioned this before. It's just like, why can't we just, what, why? Just everybody just be happy and just be content.
We all got so much to deal with.
Need for violence.
It's like, we all right now, or at least at the very least right now, we're all experiencing a shared trauma, right? Like, you would assume that in these moments right now, you could look across at someone and, you know, have a bit of empathy because they're literally experiencing the same reality as you. Just take a minute, man. Like, chill out. Like, chill out. just be cool, man. Just chill. Everyone wants the same thing. Everyone wants the same thing. You just want to be able to, like, get up, be productive, share some time with your friends and your family, and hopefully wake up to do it again. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Help someone do that.
But,
and someone will help you do that.
Bad like, day.
This is wild, man.
But they had a bad day, Sean, so.
A bad... This dude fixed his whole face to say that. Well, yeah, he had a bad day. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a little hard to shake off. Still, even you would think after the whole, we just stood ground with everybody.
Yeah,
we thought we made some progress, man. You know, and then we're reverting it back again.
It's just
why? Yeah. Just why?
You gotta.
I don't know.
Really work to shape, you know, the future generations so that everyone can respect everyone else's humanity.
Yeah,
you know, embrace definitely. Their differences, you know, and celebrate them all for the sake of us, which is what we belong to. It's crazy. Absolutely.
it's a heavy week for everything else happening, but yeah. Other than that though, Sean, like I said, at least for us, we would actually get ready for Mother's Day, even though it's still March.
The next
but one. It's because like as soon as Easter comes, it's like within weeks, Mother's Day
and
our biggest day is Mother's Day. Like we would crush Mother's Day. And just comparing numbers, I think Sean's, you would do just about almost 40 on your end.
Oh,
what I would
sure.
do just about
oh, for sure.
20, like, 20 yeah, or 22 ish.
Crush 40 on a Mother's Day.
Yeah. You guys would go a little harder than we would,
but
man, it's an insane day altogether. Like it's our busiest day of the year. This is our Super Bowl, literally our Super Bowl in the restaurant business. But yeah, other than that, though, Sean, you want to just tell everybody where they can get us?
Yeah. So, you know, I'd just like to remind everybody, you know, you've been listening to the Chef Salty podcast with Casey and Sean. This podcast can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. You can find video of these episodes streaming and archived on YouTube at Chef Salty Pork. You can reach us by email at chefsalty@gmail.com. And you can reach me directly on Twitter at MetroCardX.
Yo, y'all send him some memes, y'all, or whatever, sound bites,
just
some questions.
Yeah, just send me all the TikToks that I'm not looking at.
He's literally the only one that's doing Twitter. I don't do Twitter. Twitter is it's an entire space I do not want to get into at all.
All right, man. I will wait in those waters for you, brother. You can hold down TikTok.
But Sean, TikTok is where you do the dances. I mean, you can do that on you can do that on Twitter too, but not as fun as TikTok does. That's all I'm saying. Look, at the end of this year, I'm gonna get you to get. I'm gonna get you to open up TikTok more than once, at least. I'm just gonna keep sending you videos from TikTok. Period.
You know
not
what?
Even
How
from anywhere
this?
Else.
I will
from TikTok.
I will guarantee. I will eat my first Beyond Meat on a TikTok. How about that? You can get a TikTok live reaction.
Okay. Got it. I'm looking forward to that. I swear to God. I will mail you the damn meat next week.
No problem.
I will just take home some from the restaurant. I don't even care. I'll dry pack it, send it to your house. V will be like, what the hell is this?
What is this?
It says from Casey. It says live. Why is it moving? It's not moving.
It's okay.
Not moving. Other than that, y'all.
Peace out. Man.